the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Okay. I saw where... Now, the richest female... In case you were curious, I didn't know she wasn't, but apparently she wasn't until just recently. Do you know who she knocked off?
I don't know who this is. I thought it was one of the Waltons, but obviously it's going to be just musicians.
Yeah,
well, then I would say Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
Yeah, let me check the text line. They're probably texting it in.
And it's not a country artist, huh?
No.
No, it's not a country artist. Still.
Okay.
I mean,
just checking to make sure that
this is gonna. Why can't I think of who it is? Adele? No.
Nope. Do you guys want a
current or
Dua Lipa?
She's current.
No.
Dua Lipa?
It's not Beyonce.
No.
Dua Lipa. Not Dua Lipa, Jay. Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa is something else.
Yeah.
It sounded like he said Oompa Loompa.
It did sound like that. That's actually hilarious because of the way that the digital thing cut out. By the way, sorry about the connection, everybody, but there's a... I'm going to tell you right now, it's because of packet drops. And they're working on it. And we all know packet drops.
Oh.
I mean, how problematic those are.
Yeah. Tricky.
So, yeah, they're aware of it. And I know it's frustrating. And everybody knows there's a tricky packet drop. So the explanation I was just reading when Kevin was having a packet drop was like, hey, man, whew.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Judson! Mr. Spacely!
That's it. That's all I got. That's my impression.
Kevin James.
I mean, it's probably the best work you've done.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
That's a lie. Just wanted to let you know, that's a lie. Steve's at R&R right now, though. You know what? I don't even know Steve. This is the funny part. I'm not even sure if Steve has the hotline. I don't even know if Kevin, are you there? Oh, he's gone too. All right. Well, just wanted to let you know we had a little technical difficulty. So I just ran back to the studio real quick just to let you know it's still available to have your donations. You can check us out. Steve is on site at R&R RV, 525 East Francis. And you can also, there's other ways to donate. You can go online, go to our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show, of course. And the Big 99.9 Coyote Country also has the link for the donations. And you can text us if you'd like at 509-441-0999. You can text us and we'll send you back a link that just, gives you the connection. Now, when you do text us, just text the word food so that we know for sure that that's you want to get the link for the donation to the Second Harvest Food Bank. 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. We'll get everybody hooked back up together, and we'll check back with the fellas here in just a minute.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Oh, this is going to be a fun experiment. Kevin.
Hello, Jay. Are you there?
Oh, what? Hey, how's it going, man?
Could you hear me?
I can hear you on the air.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
perfectly.
It's going so good.
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, I got... I got in a little nap when we played all those songs. That was great.
It was fun.
I was able to rest up.
It was enjoyable.
Which I think is really good because we need to rest up because we've got a big food drive this week.
You know how people, they're just, we have a bunch of, a building through full of a bunch of smart alecks, and I appreciate that. I do. I was like, I don't.
100%, and like, we are normally one of them.
Oh, always. And it's just the relationship that we have with people who work here, and it's which is totally fine. So I'm rushing back, you know, and I took a way that I've never taken before, and I was like, I just got to go this way because I was trying to avoid, you know, division and blah, 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 blah. So, and guess what? There's a lot of schools, you know, that are starting to become in session.
Oh,
so you got to go.
School zones. Got
to go 20, and I don't mess around with the 20, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said
no, you don't.
Don't mess with the 20. I say that all the time. You've heard me say it many times. Don't mess with the 20.
Well, no, and those a couple of those there, Jay, if you're, the one I'm thinking of has a little camera, a little squishy.
Oh, that could be too.
Send you one in the mail.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that, but I try not to mess with. Now that you said that, I wonder if I was going over 20. I think I was going 20. So. You know, I don't mess with the 20. Like I said, I've always said that. So I get to the station, and I pull into a spot that I shouldn't be parking in because I'm trying to get to the, you know, studio. So I'm running. Grab my backpack, throw it on. Don't throw it all the way on. Just throw it on one arm, and I start hustling into the studio. And one of the guys from downstairs, who's known to be a smart aleck, says to me, "Why aren't you in the studio? You're not doing a show today?" And I didn't know he was kidding because I wasn't in kidding mode. I was in focus mode. And I just go, "Well, we got a food drive today." He goes, yeah, I know all about it. I know you guys are having technical difficulties. I was just being a smart aleck. And I was like, oh, I just didn't think you knew because I didn't know for sure if this guy would know. And of course he's kidding. That's what we do here. So I'm like, oh, yeah. So he goes, yeah, sorry, man. I was just being a smart aleck, being funny. I go, no, that's not on you. That's on me. So then I get up the stairs. I start coming up the stairs. And as I get up our completely not normal staircase, very narrow, very steep, the backpack slips off my shoulder, and I step
on it.
Yeah, and I step on it. So I trip up the stairs, right at the top of the stairs. I trip up the stairs. And I come around the corner, and it's right by promo, right where our promo team is. And there was a guy in there who's not on the promo team, but who's very much a sarcastic human. And he goes, "Hey, you all right there, bud?" And in the back of my head, I was like, so close.
How hard can I hit you with this backpack?
So close. And all I go, "Yep," that's all I said. And then I just kept on going because I was trying to get in here to the studio.
Yep.
I get in the studio with 10 seconds to go, and I don't even have a microphone plugged in at that point. My headphones aren't plugged in. And I couldn't reach you. And I was like, "Well, hey, guys, how's everything going?"
Well, I know, and the weird, so you're there, and I'm talking to you, and I'm like, I can hear Jay, and I'm talking. He can't hear me, I guess. I'm like, what is going on? This thing is really broke.
Yeah,
but, you know, we just had to settle down,
got it all figured out.
So I think this is the way we will do the food drive the rest of the week, then. Is you in the studio, at home,
and Steve
up at the food drive.
At the food drive, yeah. Man.
Welcome aboard, Steve.
Yeah, it just got complicated there for a minute, but it's fine. It's all fine, guys. Everything's fine. It's, you know, in the big picture of the world, I try to remind myself that a lot. Just like you go, "Hey, man, come on now. It's fine."
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know.
I mean.
Is it fine?
We don't have a hurricane.
No, exactly.
Barreling down on us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the stuff I try to keep in mind. I think there was a time in my life where I would be much more angry and just at the world. But
for sure.
You know, and then you get to a point in your life where you go, but honestly, is it that bad though?
Does it really? Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
No, I know. And it is frustrating because you're trying to do something and you're trying to do it right. And it's just, I know. I still get very angry sometimes.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Huh. Who knew?
But today I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
So Second Harvest is, I will say this about the food drive, regardless of whether we're having technical difficulties or if I'm going 20 in a 20 or whether people are being smart alecks or I'm tripping up the stairs, there's still a need. All that stuff doesn't really matter because We have a job to do, and that job is to raise awareness.
Right.
And, I mean, yes, collect, obviously. Obviously, there are, you know, I always say we're the kickoff. I don't know if that's true, but it feels true because of the timing of it. And because, you know, seasonal workers are starting
to... No, we really are. I think as far as there are, like, bigger food drives that happen every year, there's a handful of them.
Yeah.
And ours is kind of the first one of the season that gets everybody going. And the other ones are a little bit later, you know, when it gets even colder or whatever. But ours is, yeah, kind of the beginning. And I think National Hunger Awareness Week is next week, maybe?
Okay. I mean, that might be
true. So it's just one of those, yeah, where it's, yeah, we're just kind of the kickoff to it.
And I know that there's a lot, and people will ask that too. There's like, well, you know, there's a lot of charities and there's a lot of great charities and there's a lot of people in need. And, you know, I mean, you could do the, you know, people are helping the Red Cross with the big hurricanes that keep pounding the, you know, the southeastern coast, and we get all that. And so then people tend to ask, if I donate to Second Harvest, is that going to help, you know, everybody here? And I love that question because the answer is yes, that there's 280 local outlets for Second Harvest, and pretty sure there's probably one, if you live in one of the outlying areas or even... Honestly, even in town, there's a lot of local, quote-unquote, local, you know, outlets. And 280 of them covers 21 of the eastern Washington counties and 5 North Idaho counties. So, you know, that's a long way out. That stretches a long way to wherever you can hear our voices. So, yeah, it does
help. It is one of those, yeah, where it's like, if you hear us, if you're listening, chances are it is helping your community. And so that's the great thing about it. And the other thing is, dude... This is why we did the food drive.
Yep.
Dude. I'm talking to you, dude. Jay, dude. The reason we started and picked the food drive, there was all, you know, 29 years ago, we were like, we're going to do a charity that's going to be a yearly thing. What do we want to do? And the reason we went with the food drive was because it's so simple.
It is.
There are people who are hungry. You buy food or you donate money, and it fixes the problem. It's just the simplicity of it is so beautiful, where it's just like,
yeah,
okay, that's the ultimate helping somebody out. There's no in between where it's going to get screwed up.
Right.
You know, you give your money to the, you know, these flood victims or whatever. And I'm not saying it's not a good cause, because it probably is. But where does it go? Where does it help? What is it?
Yeah, you don't really know.
You may never see the end result completely. Yeah. Where with this, it's real simple. If you want to see it, go down to the, you know, to Second Harvest, to the warehouse, and you can put groceries in a bag and go give them to people.
That's true. You could volunteer. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point.
That's the beauty of it.
And that is why we did it. Because we picked a couple of charities a long time ago, and we decided, you know, we wanted them based around children, and we wanted them based so they would help not only, you know, at a wide range, but local. And so, you know, that's kind of why the whole food drive thing happened.
But I wanted it based around food.
Yeah, it was, well.
If we're being
completely honest.
They're like, what are you passionate about, food?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that took a second, yeah. So, yeah, so stop by and see Steve. Steve, poor Steve. I abandoned Steve, and I apologize for that, Steve. But I just...
Oh, I bet you he was getting to see irritated Jay a little bit, too, wasn't he?
I don't think so. He kept saying, boy, you're calm about
it. Not too bad?
Yeah, I was like, well, I mean, it's just not productive. You know, it's just I've come to the conclusion.
You're getting older and wiser, Jay.
I don't know about that. I just don't have the energy to carry anger. This is exhausting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it was troublesome today. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll get that all squared away. And I was on the phone with Casey, and I was trying to reach you. And then I had Steve, and I was like, buddy, I'm going to have to go. I'm just going to leave you here. enjoy. I'll be back before noon. And good luck. And then I just ran out. And so I just kind of just abandoned him there. So if you go up and see Steve at R&R RV 525 East Francis, be nice. And I'm sure you will, because Steve's a good guy.
Do you think there's any chance Steve will call probably me after the show, because he knows you're going to be busy?
Yeah.
And ask 1,000 questions?
Yeah, that might happen. Yeah, I think that that's a strong possibility. Yeah, yeah.
I think it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great, it's a great event for him, though, Kev. It really is. He's like, first of all, he's great with people. Everybody likes Steve. He's just such a nice human. And it's also cracks me up because we've never done this before, and I love what Steve's doing. But he goes, everyone who donates, who wants to take a picture of him?
Oh, my.
He's putting together a photo album.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, it's just... That's and, great. You know, it's great. He's like, oh, can I take your picture? And I just said, well, you know, some people might not, like, dig that a lot. But yeah, go for it. You know, because he goes, that's okay, right? I go, of course it's okay. Yeah, I mean, they're donating, so why not? But, yeah, it was kind of funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's harmless. You'll be on his wall in a week, but.
Oh, it's fine. It's totally fine. All right, well, stop by and see Steve, 525 East Francis.
Stop by and Steve us.
Yeah, stop by. Hey, yo, you've been Steve. And you know what? We should get stickers. Ah, oh, that would have been cool. You know the I voted stickers, the little circular ones, or I gave blood or whatever they are? You know those? That would have been cool. You've been Steved. Dang it. Is that too late?
That means you've donated and had your picture
taken. Yes, with Steve. Oh, that would be so great. Oh, well, maybe next time. All right, so anyway, stop by and see him. Get Steved. And help those in our own community who need your help. 525 East Francis. Again, the rest of the ways to help, you can text FOOD to 509-441-0999 or check us out online or on our Facebook.